Before we begin, just on behalf of the Rosh Yeshiva, he apologizes for not being able to come. For those of you who have not heard, this morning he arrived back from a week-long trip that was needed on behalf of the Yeshiva out of the country. And it takes sometimes some koyach to get back. He actually came down from the building, was on his way down, and then he went back up. He wasn't feeling well, he didn't have the koyach, and he went back up. And Bez Hashem, he still hopes Bez Hashem to come here before the night is over. So we hope that he's going to make it. Baruch Hashem is zoicha to be in the presence of the Mashkiach, and Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Yom, and Rav Nachman. This is not my place to actually speak. Usually it's Rav Adrian Garbaz speaks here, but he's going to be arriving tomorrow morning. He made a chasana last week and is finishing Shev Brachas, and is getting on the first flight out of Shev Brachas, and is arriving tomorrow morning. So I start in his place, I try at least. Peshus, the Rosh the Mashkiach, the Rosh Yeshiva, and Hala, Kala Kodesh Hazeh. Welcome back home. Bruchim Abayim. For those that call it home, welcome home. For those who have not been here, by the end of this week, I almost have no doubt you'll be calling the Mir home. The Mir is home to many, many people. A tremendous amount of work went into pulling this Yachid Kala together. As you know, a tremendous amount of effort went to be able to come from all the paperwork that had to be filled out, vaccinations and all that went into it. On this end, there were many, many, many hours of work, and the yeshiva, with its thousands of talmidim, continues to operate even with the Yachid Kala. Many people have gone above and beyond to make sure that this is going to be a tremendously exciting, inspiring, and most importantly, an uplifting week. I just want to give a few names so that everyone can recognize who they are throughout the week. If you see them, you will see them. And Hakar Satoiv as well to them. Rav Yaakov Moshe Katz put together the Chaveris for Seyda Aleph, the Mar Mekoymus. So you'll see him in the mornings. Rav Meir Tzvi Spitzer was here. Took care of Seyda Beis, so we thank him as well. There are Meshivim that we'll introduce tomorrow at the Shir HaChanus for everyone to understand, to know who they are. Rav Peretz Tarshish and his Chabura who will be joining us as well. They too are going to be learning with us as Chavrusas for many people who requested to learn with a young man. There's a person downstairs in the dining room. His name is Moshe Sher. Many of you might have seen him tonight. He's a Hasidic fellow. He also spent many hours making sure that the dining room is functioning constantly. When we go down to our meals, he's there. And he's going to continuously make sure of that. And he's also working very, very hard. As well as the entire kitchen staff and the entire maintenance staff, putting in the extra hours because the yeshiva, like I said, continues to function. And this is another thing on top of it. It's a 300-person event that's not rented out in some other place. It's actually taken. It's like a yesh mayim. We're here, but really this is not meant to be here. If you walk a little bit up, you'll see there's a tremendous tent that was built in the Shemir Munim parking lot that is functioning as a dining room, a humongous, we call it a kloiz for any of you who have been in the kloiz. There's the kloiz that's functioning as a dining room for all the talmidim at yeshiva who ben mesiris are going there. So if you see any of the maintenance staff or any of the kitchen staff, And you say a good word to them, it's tremendously mechazik them because they are putting in the extra hours. I just want to end off that we're here for you for every second of the way to make sure that you have a tremendous day and an exciting and uplifting time again. Myself, I'm Uri Stern. Chanoch Zundel Hirschkowitz is here somewhere. Where is he? He's over there. For those who don't know him, if you need anything, he's available. Yerina Halberstadt as well, available. I'm not sure if you met him. Those in the airport saw him giving out the dishes. He's right there in the back over there, putting in a tremendous amount of hours and making sure this also will be a successful Yachid Kala. I became speechless. What can I say? For two reasons. It's very emotional to be here. After 2 years of not seeing many people, many of the chaverim, and the fact that we, this whole time, you know, everyone was chashing to come for Yachid Kala. To be together. To learn, to shteig. People ask me all the time, Yachid Kala, no, it's exciting. So you don't understand the amount of people that shteig, they come for a week straight and they shteig away. Like, it's a little human, it's a life changer, it's a game changer for everyone, the whole year. I hear it. Some people think it's just them that call me or send me an email. Is there Yachid Kala this year? Is it actually going to happen? Is it going to be? But here we are. It's going to be. It's here. Baruch Shecha Yonah V'Kimon L'Azman Hazeh. I was asked to take over Adrian, which is a very hard position, because tonight we're going to be able to be zeichet to hear words from Marina HaMashkiach Shlita and the Reshiva of Nachman Shlita. I'm not a person who is roy to introduce, so therefore I'm going to not do what some do. I can't. The Reshiva of Nachman says he could do it himself. So we'll be zeichet to hear words from the Mashkiach Shlita first.